simplicity. There will be plenty of time to read, explore, and research later on. If you are purchasing other programs at the same time, please either apply the other programs before mine or wait until you have finished the Feel Free to Prosper lessons. There is a very good reason for this. Again, when I was first guided to compose and offer this program, I asked the universe how I could present these principles in a way that others could grasp easily and not have to go through the 30-year journey that I did. I intuitively knew that there were two distinct issues that needed to be addressed: overload and confusion. In order to get the best and fastest results, we must not overload the subconscious mind and we must not confuse it. So a clear, precise, simple approach without interference that may confuse or complicate is what this lesson work requires in the initial stages of breaking through into a new consciousness. In my lessons, I often refer to great teachers and their works. However, I still recommend that my students not read the works of those teachers while applying my lessons. Prosperity Scientist. You are a scientist performing a life-changing experiment in the laboratory of your mind. You are brewing a new consciousness. It is important to have just the proper amount of ingredients. It is important not to allow contaminants to enter your laboratory or your mental brew. You are on your way to brilliant success, for you have the greatest power in the universe as your benefactor. What actually is money? I once asked the question, what actually is money? I waited until everyone provided responses and then offered mine. Here is my definition of money through the words of Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Spiritual Movement. Spiritual substance, the fundamental basis of the universe. The spiritual substance from which comes all visible wealth is never depleted. It is right with you all the time and responds to your faith in it and your demands on it. It is not affected by our ignorant talk of hard times, though we are affected because our thoughts and words govern our demonstration. The unfailing resource is always ready to give. It has no choice in the matter. It must give, for that is its nature. Pour your living words of faith into the omnipresent substance, and you will be prospered though all the banks in the world close their doors. Turn the great energy of your thinking toward plenty ideas, and you will have plenty, regardless of what men about you are saying or doing. There is no scarcity of the air you breathe. There is plenty of air, all you will ever need, but if you close your lungs and refuse to breathe, you will not get it and may suffocate for lack of air. When you recognize the presence of abundance of air and open your lungs to breathe it deeply, you get a larger inspiration. This is exactly what you should do with your mind in regard to substance. There is an all-sufficiency of all things, just as there is an all-sufficiency of air. The only lack is our own lack of appropriation. The spiritual substance is steadfast and immovable, enduring. It does not fluctuate with market reports. It does not decrease in hard times, nor increase in good times. It cannot be hoarded away to cause a deficiency in supply and a higher price. It cannot be exhausted in doles to meet the needs of privation. It is ever the same, constant, abundant, freely circulating, and available. All manifest substance flows from the realm of light waves, according to the findings of modern physical science. One or more light particles, electrons, form the atom that is the basis of all physical manifestation. Man must build a perfect soul structure with faculties capable of always producing abundantly for both his spiritual and his material welfare. In order to accomplish this, man must become familiar with what the metaphysician terms omnipresent spirit substance, which is visible only to mind, and the nature of which is to sustain and enrich whatever idea is projected into it. This spirit substance stands back of and gives support to man's every thought and word. It is ready to provide food for all living creatures everywhere. Today, man is learning consciously to make union with this invisible spiritual thought stuff and appropriate and manifest it. Our supply and support is governed by our familiarity with substance and by our mental hold upon it. Spiritual substance is the source of all material wealth and cannot suffer loss or destruction by human thought. It is always with us, ready to be used and to make potent and fertile both the soul and the body consciousness. Just as the earth is the universal matrix in which all vegetation develops, so this invisible spirit substance is the universal matrix in which ideas of prosperity germinate and grow and bring forth according to our faith and trust. If we are to go forward spiritually, we must not waste our thought stuff in idle thoughts, in thinking thoughts of poverty, discontent, jealousy. We should positively weed out of consciousness all thoughts of poverty and failure. And in thinking or speaking of our affairs, we should use the very highest and best language at our command. Whatever the seed word is that is implanted in omnipresent spirit substance, this seed word will germinate and grow and bring forth fruit after its kind. Just as the farmer therefore selects the very best seed corn for planting, so we must choose the words that will bring forth the rich harvest of plenty. To gain control of spirit substance, we grasp it with our mind, that is, lay hold of the idea back of it. Right thinking is necessary in using the mind constructively to bring about right results. Charles Fillmore, excerpts from Prosperity and Teach Us to Pray, used with permission of Unity, unity.org. Lesson 1, The Spoken Word. Introduction. In this program, I am going to share with you simple but vastly underused techniques that can greatly impact your income, business, or career, and can, in fact, change all aspects of your life for the better. The principles are sound and based on ageless wisdom, so I will avoid detailed intellectual discussion. I ask only that you have an open mind and a basic faith in the working of your mind based on what you are about to learn. If you use the techniques and put them to the test, you will get results. This will increase your confidence in the ability of your mind to create and attract what you want, and you will have an inner peace in knowing that you do have control over your circumstances, that you are indeed the master of your fate. Dual nature of mind. Most of us know that we have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. The conscious mind reasons and deduces. The subconscious mind is the storehouse of total memory, the seed of habit, the seat of intuition, and for our purposes here, the faithful servant that takes orders from the conscious mind. The subconscious accepts suggestion through the spoken word, inner thoughts, and outside influences. Once impregnated with a suggestion, it will automatically and compulsively act on that idea to manifest the end result. The subconscious does not have the ability to make judgments and does not reason whether this result is positive or negative. It merely acts on the given command to ensure its fulfillment. The same neutral mental power that produces good in your life also produces that which is not good. Just like electricity, it can be used as a great power for good or a great force for destruction. The spoken word. Every word we speak, every thought we think, and every emotion we feel is recorded in the subconscious. Through repetition or with enough faith or emotional impact, the subconscious will accept our words as a command and will create subjectively and also attract and magnetize circumstances, conditions, and persons to ensure the manifestation of our order. Even words spoken casually can bypass the conscious mind and drop into the subconscious and take root. It has been said the subconscious mind cannot take a joke. Seemingly harmless expressions, if accepted by the subconscious, can produce undesirable results in our lives. Something to think about. How many times today have you said aloud or to yourself, even casually, "I can't afford"? On the other hand, positive, life-enhancing, prosperous, success-oriented words will produce results that correspond and can bring about astonishing results and turn situations around dramatically. Repeating successful, prospering words will ensure success and prosperity in your work, in your business, in your career or professional life. The repetition of prospering words will open up the channels for income from both expected and unexpected sources. My experience. Over the years, I have attracted several unexpected opportunities that were totally unrelated to my business, and in fact, these were situations that had never presented themselves before and in which I had no previous experience. Did they just come out of the blue? They most certainly did. My definition of the blue is that vast universe with infinite possibilities, which will offer its gifts if we will just open and prepare our minds to receive. I considered each of these opportunities such a gift and decided right then and there that each was meant for me as a channel for income. I succeeded at each of these endeavors and created thousands of dollars in unexpected income. The subconscious mind acts on the dominant thought therein. The repetition of positive words will eventually replace negative patterns in the subconscious, which block our success and limit our income and our good. If we persist in adding clean water, drop by drop, into a bucket of muddy water, eventually we will end up with a bucket of clean water. The good news is that we don't need to completely fill our mind bucket. The dominant thought is all that is necessary for the subconscious to respond and create our desired result. So we don't have to completely eliminate the negative thoughts. 51% positive, and we get the golden ring. I know you are asking, how long will this take? I believe it will depend upon how diligently you apply the techniques and use positive words, and just as importantly, how carefully you monitor yourself so that you don't counteract the good mental work you are doing. One great teacher said that if you asked a taxi driver to take you somewhere but gave him two addresses, where would you end up? Certainly not at your destination. So if your destination is increased income, don't give your subconscious taxi two different directions. It's vitally important to monitor the words we say. We must become aware of the impact of the words we are saying and thinking. Self-talk is just as powerful, as these words create our intent, our mood, our ability to attract and repel, the story and very fabric of our lives. I do get dramatic at times. Something to think about. What if you had a genie with you every moment of your life, and this genie would give you anything you wanted, anything you asked for, and all you had to do was say the word? That's right, just say the word and it was yours. What words would you be saying? That genie is your subconscious mind. So now you are going to choose carefully your words, especially the words that you attach to I or I am. From this moment on, when someone asks, how are you, or how's it going, or how's the career, no matter what has been transpiring, just respond, fantastic, or great, or getting better all the time, and see how quickly your life will evolve to accommodate your new orders. Aren't we lying when we do this, I hear you asking? Of course not. I am not teaching a course on lying. We are acting as if. Yes, we are acting. Like Hollywood actors, we are acting upon that great screen of our subconscious, playing the role, impressing our desire on the inner celluloid. And once impressed, our desire will appear in our outer world at a premiere for all to see. Act as though I am, and I will be. Think about, bring about. As within, so without. Fake it till you make it. Homework. 1. Study Lesson 1. Listen to it several times. Don't just think about it. Absorb it and feel its meaning. 2. Here are two words that you are to say several times a day for several minutes. The subconscious mind is very open to suggestion when we are in the relaxed alpha state, upon falling asleep and when we awaken. These are excellent times to repeat these words, but also repeat them during the day. They are wonderful words to say whenever you have a negative thought about your finances. Immediately stop the thought by repeating these words. Immediately substitute the negative thoughts and words with these positive ones. The words are wealth, success. Wealth, success. Wealth, success. The repetition of these words will start to create the feeling of wealth and success within you. There is a reason I'm having you just say the words and not turn them into an affirmation. By just saying the words, you are not creating an argument in the subconscious with regard to finances. 3. There is an affirmation I am going to give you at this time. This particular one is going to speed up your progress and also prepare you for future lessons if you choose to continue with the Feel Free to Prosper program beyond this audiobook. Every day until part 2, write this affirmation by hand 25 times. I easily accept new prosperity thoughts, and I am prepared to increase my income now. I easily accept new prosperity thoughts, and I am prepared to increase my income now. 4. Okay, get ready for this one. This is big. But if you want to get results sooner rather than later, you need to do this. This is not for the faint-hearted. For this lesson period, I really mean forever, but I'm trying to be gentle, you will not make another negative statement about your finances. Repeat, no negative statements about your finances. No negative words regarding money. No conversation with your family, friends, lover, pet, business associates, strangers, creditors, extraterrestrials, etc. For the entire lesson period, you are to make only positive statements to anyone about your finances, including to yourself. Just be thankful I didn't say that you are to have no negative thoughts about your finances. That will naturally follow in time. I hope you realize what this means. It means that if you have loved ones or friends or associates who are constantly speaking negatively about money, you will need to avoid them, or you will need to tell them and mean it that you will not engage in any negative conversation, period. If you want to attract money, there is a price to pay. That price is a total shift in consciousness. That is what we are doing now. 5. Keep notes or a journal, and every night write down in a brief list all the good things that happened to you that day. Make a note of all income, but pay particular attention to unexpected income. This learning process will open the channels for income and opportunities to flow to you from sometimes very surprising sources. When an opportunity, client, or job appears, even if you will actually be paid a bit later, still write that entry as unexpected income. There is more to learn about gratitude in the Feel Free to Prosper teachings, but for now, give thanks to the universe for all of the good that has come to you that day. It's now time to take a break from the audio to apply Lesson 1, the spoken word, for 3 or 4 days. Feel free to go back to review the lesson before we break. Please make a note of where you are now so we can continue when you come back. Part 2. Have you applied the previous Lesson 1 homework for 3 or 4 days? If so, you may now move on to Part 2 and these sections. Follow up to Lesson 1 and Marilyn's Moolah Magnetizer. Apply the follow-up to Lesson 1 for the remainder of the week and substitute the new affirmation in this section for the previous one. The Moolah Magnetizer will reinforce the homework you have been doing. I believe you will find this calming and very uplifting with regard to money, but please don't think it's not powerful. It is. The subconscious mind accepts this visual literally and translates it into outer circumstances. So enjoy Marilyn's Moolah Magnetizer, my own creation. I had used this myself in the past, but never put it into words before creating the program. Are you continuing to write your affirmations? As you know by now, I'm adamant about the benefits of handwriting them. Still need more encouragement to keep doing it? This document should help. A bit more encouragement. Go to www.feelfreetoprosper.com/SAM, S-A-M, SAM. You may take a short break now to read or download this document. Okay, I think I got my message across. Follow up to Lesson 1. I hope this finds you well and adjusting to your new consciousness. You know, the one completely devoid of all negative words and thoughts. Well, okay, words about your finances. If you are with the program, you should feel just a little lighter and lighter as time goes by. It's amazing how eliminating the words that are not representative of who we truly are can affect the way we feel. And we are creating a vacuum of sorts, a space that can now be filled with life-giving, life-enhancing, abundance-producing words and thoughts that will receive no opposition and manifest results according to our heartfelt desires. We are getting ready for the fun stuff. Following is a question that many new students may have on their minds, and I have provided a helpful answer. Remember that although the principles I teach apply to everyone at every level of consciousness, students are at various levels of prosperity consciousness and learning. Even if this particular question does not apply to your situation, the answer and the process will. So adapt and apply the answer to your own level of prosperity and to any area that you are working on. Question. How does one stop those "I can't" or "I don't have" thoughts regarding money for our day-to-day living expenses when the appearance is that we just don't have enough? Answer. It is very important that you stop those negative "I can't" thoughts as soon as they arise. That's why I gave you the wealth success words for the first lesson period, because it's a shortcut to stop those thoughts without having to remember or repeat a longer affirmation. Remember the drop by drop in the bucket? Every time you do that, you will be adding another drop, and at some point your mind is going to get the message, and those negative thoughts will come less and less. But you have to tame the lion. As soon as you are aware of the negative thought, stop and repeat the positive words. You may even feel that you are lying to yourself at first, and that's okay, because you will be lying until the lies become the truth. You and you alone are deciding what is true about yourself. From now on, "I can't" is not the truth. Wealth and success is the truth about you. The following will help you with the situation. So try doing this now. When the thought comes into your mind, "I can't pay," immediately reverse it and say, "I can pay that bill now. I do have the money for. The way is opening up for me to pay for." Yes, you can pay the bill. You do have the money, and the way is opening up for you. If you will accept or pretend this in your mind and feel that it is so, the money will come, somehow, in some form, through expected or unexpected channels. Say these positive phrases and relax about it. You have the money, so there is nothing to fear. The money is there for you, and if you will do these things, it will present itself to you. You continue with the above words and thoughts and know and feel that the money is on its way now. You do not allow fear to enter. Keep your stand. If you keep your thoughts on the goal, no matter what comes up, that goal will arrive. Call your creditor and tell them you are waiting for some money to arrive and ask them for an extension, and know that the money is going to come and your needs will be met. The affirmations that I am giving you in this first lesson, that I'm instructing you to write 25 times per day, do it. When you do this, you may also say the affirmations aloud as you write them. This is very powerful conditioning for your subconscious lion. These thoughts will sink into your subconscious. Give it time. It will happen. Every time you have that negative thought, it reinforces whether you believe it's about a big thing or a little thing. Sometimes the casual thoughts drop into the subconscious mind just as easily as the focused ones, because we are relaxed and not monitoring ourselves to catch them. All of the good that you want in your life, good meaning money, success, jobs, happiness, health, creativity, relationships, anything you desire, is already there for you, and the universe is ready to give it to you. But it cannot get through to you if you deny it, and that is what you are doing when you use those negatives. You are, in essence, saying to the universe, "No, thank you." Now, that is really something to think about. Unexpected invitations, gifts, savings. Do not be surprised if, while you are applying these lessons, people invite you to dinner or events, their treat. Or you receive other complimentary invitations, even expense-paid trips. Or you find something you wanted to buy at a great discount. Consider any happenings like these as an indication that your prosperity consciousness is starting to grow and the principles are taking effect. As you build your prosperity consciousness, gifts from the universe come in many forms, even winnings. Let me give you just one example of the many delightful surprises that have happened to me. A new natural foods market was opening nearby, and I received a flyer in the mail. It advertised their grand opening and mentioned drawings for several giveaways, including yoga classes, a Santa Barbara retreat, and a luxury hotel getaway. Well, I immediately thought about that hotel getaway because a friend of mine was coming to visit from the East Coast. I made a special trip to the store, and when I got there, the container holding the customer's entry forms was full, and there were no blank entry forms in sight. I went to the store manager and asked for one. She handed me a pad of entry forms. I filled one out with my information and dropped it in the box. Then I released it from my mind. We learn more about the principle of release in a later lesson. The day I went to the store was about a week after the grand opening, and thousands of customers had already entered the drawing. A few days later, I received a telephone call from the store. You guessed it, I won that hotel getaway. Luxury hotel in Santa Monica, deluxe ocean view suite with balcony for 2 days, anytime, no restrictions, and dinner for two in the hotel restaurant. Value about $800. Please understand that the value of the winnings was not nearly as exciting as witnessing the working of the laws and the fact that I had manifested specifically what I wanted. New affirmation for Lesson 1. If you have been following instructions and writing the previous affirmation every day, 25 times, that's enough. You can stop writing that affirmation now unless you have become attached to it and it conjures up all those prosperous feelings, in which case you may continue if it feels right to you. Or you can now start writing this new affirmation. It's not as long as the previous one, but it's still filled with the truth about you now. Again, even though you are not learning about affirmations yet, the two that I have specifically composed for you are creating those subtle shifts in consciousness and preparing you for the deeper study. Here is your new affirmation. I accept prosperity as my divine right. I accept prosperity as my divine right. Prosperity is your divine right. You have a right to prosperity and to all the abundance of the universe, just like you have the right to breathe the air on this planet. You never doubt your next breath, do you? When you no longer doubt your prosperity in that same way, you will be surrounded by it. That's what all of these techniques are for, removing fear and doubt and replacing them with faith and security. That feels so good when I say this affirmation. It always lifts me out of the doubt state. I am counting on it doing the same for you. Write it 25 times every day. Keep prospering with the new affirmation. Are you keeping notes or a journal to list the happenings you are grateful for each day? Maryland's Moolah Magnetizer. Sitting comfortably or lying down, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and relax. You are in your own body, looking out at the world as you normally do, only your eyes are closed. Suddenly you notice that there are currency bills, the colorful bills of your own country, $20 bills, $100 bills, $1,000 bills, whatever denominations you can imagine. They are floating toward you from above and all around. It's raining thousands of these colorful bills. They are surrounding you. They are landing in piles all around you. You extend your hands, open your palms, and let all of these bills just land wherever they want. They are drawn to you just like you are a magnet. But they are flowing gently toward you, almost in a loving way. The bills feel welcome, like they are being invited to surround you. You are inviting them into your life, and you gratefully receive them because you know you deserve them. You have made a definite decision. You are now allowing the universe to shower you with its monetary gifts. You are so grateful for this amazing shower of affection from the universe. The universe has always loved you and wanted you to have these gifts, but you were not open to receive them. Now you are open to receive and gladly accept your abundance. You repeat lovingly to yourself, I am receiving. I am receiving now. I am receiving all of the wealth that the universe has for me now. I am receiving, I am receiving now. I am receiving all of the wealth that the universe has for me now. Note, as I noted in Chapter 10, some people cannot visualize in mental pictures. There is nothing wrong with this. It's just the way their brains function. But they can visualize by feeling the reality of the goal they wish to attain and still experience results. It's now time to take a break from the audio to apply the follow-up to Lesson 1 for the remainder of the week. You may go back to review the material before we break. Please make a note of where you are now so we can continue when you come back. Part 3. You began your prosperity journey by applying Lesson 1 and the follow-up to Lesson 1 for 1 week as instructed. It's now time to listen to the recorded group mentoring session. For even greater benefit, I am including in the audiobook important teaching highlights from the session. Part 3 includes downloadable recording of the group mentoring session, highlights of the group mentoring session, and prosperity meditation. You now have the opportunity to listen to the 2-hour recorded session and experience my teachings more fully as I interact with my students. You will feel like you are attending the live call. Downloadable recording of the group mentoring session. At the link I'm about to give you, you will be directed to sign up to receive this password-protected recording. As usual, please make a note of where you are now so we can continue when you come back. Now sit back, relax, and listen to the recording here. www.feelfreetoprosper.com/session1audio. That's session O-N-E audio. Please do not listen to the following sections, highlights of the group mentoring session or the prosperity meditation, until after you have listened to the audio recording. You can then refer to the highlights at any time for review and reinforcement. You will find a few items that also appeared earlier in the book, but I want you to receive the full contents of this traditional lesson material. The repetition and reinforcement can only serve to benefit you. The prosperity meditation that I shared in the group session is a treasured collector's item that I've included for you. I recommend you use it as often as you would like. After listening to the audio session and reviewing the session highlights, continue to apply the homework from Lesson 1 and the follow-up to Lesson 1 for another full week or a bit longer. This week you may write either affirmation or you may alternate them if you prefer. Please note that we apply the Feel Free to Prosper lessons for at least 2 weeks to begin creating a new pathway in the brain. After the 2 weeks of Lesson 1, you have the option of moving forward with the complete Feel Free to Prosper program, highly discounted for the listeners of this audiobook, as presented later after the prosperity meditation. Remember, for some students, it may take longer than 2 weeks to experience the exhilaration of results. Please note the downloadable recording of the group mentoring session expires on January 1st, 2026. Highlights of the group mentoring session. 1. Growth and expansion. I believe you resonated to me and to my teaching for a reason. Life is always evolving upward and onward and seeks to grow and expand. When we plant a seed in the soil, all of the power of the universe works in and through that seed to expand it into a plant or flower. Your soul is pushing you to expand and grow, and you gravitated to me because it knows that I have knowledge and answers to help you. Think of the vast ocean of the universe. You are not the whole ocean, but you are a drop in the ocean, and all of the characteristics, abilities, potential, and creative power of the ocean are in you. You cannot be separated from the ocean. You are always connected to your source. But somewhere along your path, you came to believe that there is a separation, that you are not connected to your source of good. This is an illusion that was created from the negative beliefs instilled in your mind by others, even from a very young age. This was not your fault. This does not mean that you are undeserving, that you are doing something wrong, at least consciously, or that you are not a good person. You just acquired false beliefs and took on the beliefs of others who were unaware and made them your own. 2. Princes and Princesses, Kings and Queens. In the wonderful 1999 film, The Cider House Rules, Michael Caine played a doctor in a boys' orphanage. He would put his young charges to bed with this famous line, "Good night, you princes of Maine, you kings of New England." The Cider House Rules, 1999, Gladstein R., producer, and Hallstrom L., director, United States, Miramax. He saw the wonderful potential and perfection in these orphans. In a sense, I feel the same about my students. Although you may feel orphaned or separated from your source, the fact is that you are never separated, and each of you is a prince or princess of prosperity and a king or queen of your consciousness. You are the son or daughter of a rich father, the universe, God, divine presence, infinite intelligence, spiritual substance, filled of all possibilities. You are here to learn who and what you really are. Speaking of rich children, if you are a parent, I want you to know that the greatest gift you can give your children is the gift of a prosperity consciousness. How would you feel knowing your children will grow up to be happy, successful adults without financial issues? This is the legacy you will give them by cultivating your own prosperity consciousness. 3. Results. You are beginning to discover your true identity. Although you are most likely concerned with manifestations relating to business and financial matters, as you continue, you are going to find that you will experience prosperity for the soul as well. You'll receive universal gifts relating to family and friendship and travel. Also, don't be surprised if there are manifestations of physical healing. We have had several of them in our groups. Perhaps this is just the beginning of your journey to overcome a lack of consciousness. Please remember that we are all different when it comes to background, mindset, and level of prosperity consciousness. But when it comes to the laws, it is a level playing field. We are all made of the same mind stuff. The universal laws will work for everyone in the same way the law of gravity works for all. Some will get results sooner, some later. But the results are coming. The universe is listening. Remember, prosperity is your divine right. 4. Perseverance. How long does this process take? The great New Thought teacher, Catherine Ponder, says that there are 3 stages to manifesting, and I will explain them. Stage 1 is when we do our mental work, our homework, and we plant our seeds. Stage 2 is often a quiet time when it appears that nothing is happening, but in reality, that is when everything is happening. This is the germination period. The seeds are planted and under the ground. All of the forces of nature and the universe are coming into play to create that plant or flower or tree. But we see nothing on the surface. Stage 3 is when we reap the harvest, when our desires are fulfilled. The unfortunate thing is that most people quit and give up in the second stage because they don't see anything happening and they don't think the process is working. Do not make that mistake. Stay with it. It takes a certain amount of time to create a new neural pathway in the brain. You may be overcoming a lifetime of acquired beliefs. 5. Core beliefs about your relationship to money. I'm going to ask you to take a few moments and quietly contemplate and determine your core belief about your relationship to money and prosperity, the overall belief you had before beginning the prosperity lessons. This belief may have been acquired in your childhood or at a later time. Do that now. Take your time. The answers shared in my groups are usually quite common, but on occasion there are really surprising ones. Here are some of the actual core beliefs that students have shared. There is never enough. There will never be enough. Money is for somebody else, but not meant for me. It won't work for me, just for others. I don't measure up. I've already had my share. I grew up believing it was wrong to have more than others. It's out of reach, always around the corner. I have to struggle to get money. I have to work really hard to get money. I won't be able to manage it if I had money. I feel guilty receiving money without hard work. Money is not spiritual. I can't be rich and spiritual. My religious background taught me that money is evil. I can't be Christian and wealthy. You can't take it with you, so why have more than you need? I feel guilty having money and wanting more when others have so little. Country songs taught us there's pride in poverty. I was raised to believe a white knight will come along and take care of me. My family will come knocking at my door if I have money. Now let's look at one on the positive side. One of my students came from Cuba to the United States with her family in the 60s, and they literally had nothing except the clothes they wore when they arrived. At the time, the Cuban government would not let them take anything out of the country, so they had to start from scratch. And yet, she told us, she was raised to believe that if you did what was right, were a good person, and had honor, then you would always be provided for and things would always work out financially. I find it significant, perhaps ironic, that a prosperity consciousness will often take root when one hits bottom, so to speak. When we are stripped of all outer means and stand naked before the universe, we realize that there is really nowhere to go but up. And I think that is when many people will reach for that universal life jacket to pull them up and out. That is exactly what happened to me at certain times in my life. Those are the experiences that taught me the most about the laws, what worked and what didn't. Do you feel a little better knowing that you're not alone, that others share many of these same core beliefs, or even more unusual ones? All of the negative core beliefs having to do with prosperity are the result of the thoughts and ideas that are established in your subconscious mind. They are not the truth about you. This program is revealing the truth to you and will create new thought patterns to overcome the old ones. Everything will change once you understand that money is no different than the air we breathe. Pure energy, pure spiritual substance. There for the asking if you will just inhale. You are learning to inhale. Please add this to your homework following this exercise. You have acknowledged and expressed your core belief, and that is now the end of it. Say goodbye to that negative belief. It no longer exists as the truth about you. I want you to remember this brilliant quote from Albert Einstein. No problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. You are a prosperity student now, and you prosper in every area of life, and that prosperity now includes money. I am giving you the tools that will take you there. 6. Your habitual words and phrases. You are becoming increasingly aware of the impact that your words have on your life circumstances. Become aware of negative words that do not represent what you want to happen in your life. Watch for these words and expressions that may be blocking your channels to prosperity. Think of yourself as a scientist in a laboratory of the mind. You are brewing a new consciousness. This means that there must be no contaminants from you or from others, especially while you are creating this shift. Therefore, you will watch for and eliminate from your vocabulary certain words that do not represent what you want. Words like struggle, stressed, afraid, hard, tough, worried. These are hidden words that you may often use without realizing it. It is just a habit, but it keeps you where you don't want to be. You must now create new habits of speech. Remember that the subconscious mind hears everything and accepts our words as an order. Become creative in the way you phrase your sentences and respond to others. There are many ways to make a point. Learn to choose a positive phrase. Let me give you some examples. How can you negotiate a price for services without saying or thinking, "I can't afford"? It's pretty simple, really. It is not necessary to come from a mindset of lack when your goal is to stay within your budget. You can instead speak like a practical business person who knows what he or she wants. I would love to do business with you or use your service, but I would need to have a better price. I appreciate your value, but I would require a better price. Can you give me a better price to accommodate my current budget? I believe we could work together if you are able to lower your price and still be compensated adequately. Big difference, isn't it? You are asked to donate to a charity. You would like to contribute, but don't have the funds at this time. Most people would say, I'm sorry, I would like to, but I just don't have the money or can't afford it right now. Some people use this as an excuse even if they have the money but don't wish to donate. You can respond in this way. If you would please call me back in the future, I would love to contribute then. There is something you want to buy. You tell yourself, I can't afford that. I don't have enough money. Instead, I deserve to have that. I am waiting for money to arrive and soon I will buy it. I don't care if you were referring to a new blouse or a new Mercedes. The law will work for anything in life. So, which of the phrases given represents what you want your subconscious mind to accept as an order? Which of the phrases represents where you want to be in life? Remember what I say. If you don't want it, don't say it. That goes for written words also. Written words are especially powerful, as you are already discovering in your lesson work. 7. Source versus channels. I am going to share with you one of the most important components of my teachings. If you will grasp this, it will change your financial life. And it can change your entire life if you broaden your understanding beyond the monetary aspect. So listen carefully. Your business is not your source of income. Your business, job, clients, sales, investments, spouse. None of these are your source of income. There is only one source of income. The universe, God, divine presence, formless substance, quantum-filled, whatever your concept is of that universal source of good, the universe is your source of supply. That is the only source of your supply. All of those other avenues are channels for your supply, but they are not the source of your supply. When you truly understand and know this, then you will open the pipeline to the unlimited channels of supply that exist for you. And there are unlimited channels through which your good can come to you, the unexpected along with the expected. But you can only become open and receptive to these free-flowing channels when you put your complete reliance on the true source. Let's use the analogy of a kitchen faucet. The faucet is not the source of water. It's only a channel. If that channel is broken or closed, then there are an infinite number of other channels through which we can get our water. So when we loosen up our dependency or reliance on any particular channel for our supply and rely only on our source, then all channels will open for our good to flow to us, and the more speedily will our good flow. When you look to your true source of supply, it will become the senior partner in your business and your life, and you will prosper. You will be in the right place with the right people. You will be at peace. Obviously, there are other lessons you are learning to speed your journey on the path to prosperity, but I cannot emphasize enough the importance of this one. The more you acknowledge the source for every blessing and result that comes to you, the more they will keep increasing. Sometimes in the early stages of doing this work, one will wonder if it would have happened anyway. Don't rationalize it away. Just accept that the laws are working for you and assume they are the reason for your results. By acknowledging and thanking the universe, you maintain a state of consciousness that attracts even more. 8. Apparent setbacks while doing this work. If you happen to experience an apparent setback while doing this prosperity work, you will be relieved to know that this is the aftermath, the effect, of previous lack thoughts and beliefs, the cause. It's important to calmly weather the storm and ride with it. All of the new thoughts and ideas that you are instilling in your mind will soon result in new circumstances and conditions. So do not be alarmed by this and don't give up. Keep planting new seeds and flowers will replace the weeds. We live in a time-space world and a certain amount of time elapses between a cause and its effect. So even if you temporarily experience the effects of the old way of thinking, you'll soon be experiencing the effects of the new. 9. Keeping the silence. We should not announce our pending manifestations to others. It's wise to keep silent about your results and goals until they are consummated. Manifestations can be very exciting, and you may want to share as soon as they begin, but don't announce them until they are completed. This keeps the creative energy focused like a laser, maintains your clear connection with the universe during the completion stages, and keeps your reliance on your source. So wait until completion, until contracts are signed or agreements confirmed, until you have a done deal. This also prevents us from being influenced by the unconscious agendas of others. 10. Do I accept everything the universe brings? You do not have to accept every opportunity that presents itself while applying these teachings. Follow your intuition, listen to your feelings, and pay attention to your body symptoms. I believe that sometimes options arrive so that you know you have a choice or so that you can make a clearer decision about what you really want. I also believe that the right decision always feels peaceful. When we step out in faith to release the lesser, the greater will appear. Why settle for less than we really want? Also, as mentioned earlier, sometimes you may attract situations that are the effect of an earlier cause. Be happy in knowing that the lessons you are applying now are creating new causes that will result in new effects, the ones you really want. 11. Fast walking, cardio exercise. I am going to give you another assignment, which not only will speed your progress with the lessons, but will also enhance your physical condition and mental well-being. Unless there is a physical reason you cannot do so, I would like you to put on your comfortable athletic shoes and go outdoors and walk fast. A brisk pace will increase your heart rate and your brain will produce endorphins, those feel-good hormones that make life in the world look rosy. While walking fast, do your mental homework. Repeat wealth, success, or say affirmations to the rhythm of your steps. I believe that the words will drop easily into the subconscious during this heightened endorphin state. Of course, other forms of cardio and aerobic exercise are just as good as long as they get your heart rate up and endorphins flowing. I find walking easy for most people, and it provides rhythm for the mental exercises. 12. Have fun with prosperity. Lighten up. We must learn to have fun with prosperity. A joyous state attracts prosperity. If you have fun with prosperity, you will magnetize it. In some of my group programs, I've had the entire group of students sound off with prosperity boot camp drills for fun. The subconscious mind loves rhythm and rhyme, so these artfully worded drills could be very effective. Many students listening to the recording said their children were having fun running around the house repeating the drills. Can you stay in a negative state while doing these? No way. And even if it feels silly, I say we can feel silly all the way to the bank. 13. Continue with Lesson 1. Continue to apply Lesson 1. This second week can be very significant. Anything can happen now. As many students have said, what a ride. 14. Prosperity Meditation. Included with your program is a wonderful prosperity meditation I found decades ago that is no longer in print and that I consider a collector's item. Centers for Spiritual Living has graciously granted me permission to use it. My students love this meditation. Feel free to use it lovingly, morning or night or both. Prosperity Meditation. Today, I consciously share in the gifts of life. I open my whole thought and my whole being to the divine influence. I empty myself of everything that denies the good I desire, and I establish my mind in positive expectancy, knowing that all the good there is belongs to anyone who will take it. I receive the divine gift right now. I enter right now into my spiritual inheritance. Today I am richly blessed as the gifts of life flow to me from every source. The universal substance is supplying me now with everything I need. Good comes freely to me, and only good goes out from me. I accept abundance. Everything I have increases. I identify with success. Whatever I need, whenever I need it, wherever I need it, for as long as I need it, is always at hand. Spirit prospers everything I do, increases every good I possess, and brings success and abundance into my life. Everything I think about and do is animated by the divine presence, sustained by the universal power, and multiplied by infinite goodness. Recognizing spirit as the center and source of all that exists, I consciously unite with it, proclaiming its presence and activity in all my affairs. Every desire of my heart is now fulfilled, and I am bountifully prospered in all that I do. Reprinted with permission from World Ministry of Prayer, a program of Centers for Spiritual Living, Prosperity Pamphlet. The Feel Free to Prosper audio program. After applying the lessons in this audiobook, if your heart is prompting you to continue with the Feel Free to Prosper lessons and teachings, all 6 lessons and all 8 recorded sessions are included in my flagship self-study Feel Free to Prosper audio program. As a listener of this audiobook and beginning Feel Free to Prosper student, with proof of your book purchase, you are entitled to purchase the complete program for a highly discounted price. You can find all the details here. The Feel Free to Prosper audio program, www.feelfreetoprosper.com/program. There seem to be many paths, but the quickest, most complete and permanent path to prosperity is recognition of the divinity within you. You are a spark of the divine. Know it. Marilyn. And remember, forget the how and enjoy the wow, starting now. Acknowledgements. My deepest gratitude goes to my dear friends, Michael Rodriguez, Susan Moel, and Kathleen Japp. They have always given me their unconditional love and support and believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. Paul S. Levine, my original agent, encouraged me to finish my memoir and was tenacious in getting me to write a proposal for this book. Writer Karen Gordon created a fantastic proposal before I added my material to complete it. An added gift is her friendship and support. Publisher Mark Allen at New World Library provided inspiration and was an early influence in the evolution of this book. Independent consultant Claudia Suzanne offered technical expertise and friendship. Bill Gladstone, my agent, arrived by divine appointment to bring the book to fruition. My publisher, Joel Fatinas at Penguin Random House, was destined to fulfill my mission as he stepped out in faith to take me on. Andrew Yakira, my editor at Penguin, honored my words and voice as we polished the dream. The talents of the production team, copy editors, managing editorial, and designers brought the dream to life. And of course, sincere thanks to producer Aaron Blank and Kim Smith, Jared Nugent, and Ted Scott, my wonderful audiobook heroes. Adrian Scott is the founder of Rise, the former social networking site that provided the launching platform for my Feel Free to Prosper teachings and programs. Had it not been for the Rise community and the members who became my students and my audience, I would not have expressed my teachings in writing or created my memoir, which ultimately resulted in my books. Loving gratitude to Reverend June Haskell, whose words, "You can teach, you know," took root in the soil of my subconscious and changed my life forever. My web consultants, Russ Jackman, Susan McCool, and Karma Spence, gave me their loyalty and the technical support needed to free my mind. Diane Rehm is the wonderful artist who created my adorable aliens, a special treasure. Most of all, I want to acknowledge the universal presence from which all manifestations flow and express my deepest gratitude for all of its blessings, including those that are listed here as well as those that are still to come. This is Marilyn Janay. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Feel Free to Prosper, 2 Weeks to Unexpected Income with the Simplest Prosperity Laws Available. This program was directed by Kim Smith, executive producer Aaron Blank.
Oscar Mayer and the Wiener Jingle are registered and/or copyrighted trademarks of Kraft Foods and are used with permission.